Blog Talk Radio.
There is no one like you.
Encourage your heart tonight and say, Lord, I worship only you. I want only you, oh God, that I look up to. Yes, I love my children. I love my husband. I love my mother, my father. But nothing can compare to you. And Lord, I worship you. I worship you because, Lord, I love you. I worship you, Lord, because you love me first. And you paid an awesome price for me. So I worship you, Lord. I bow before you, Lord. I give thanks to you, Lord, for what you're doing, what you have done, and what you are going to do. I worship you. I worship you in spirit. I worship you in truth. I worship you. I want the truth to be in my heart this year. More than anything else. And the truth is Jesus Christ. He brought the truth. Praise God. Oh, praise God, praise God. It is so awesome. It is so awesome when you know who has done paid a great price for you. Praise God. So awesome. So wonderful. So magnificent. Is our God. Praise God. Well, have you lost a loved one, son or daughter to drugs or to the prison walls? Maybe slain by the bullet. Or whatever you may be going through, you may be going through some kind of difficult situation. God loves you. And God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Jesus is seated on the right hand of the Father to give us rest. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. If you have not witnessed that rest in Jesus, now is the time. As we have stepped into 2017, find that peace that passes all understanding. Praise God. Hallelujah. Find that love that will never die for you. Praise God. He died for you. He will never die again. He's alive. He's ever living. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's Jesus. God all wrapped up in himself. Almighty God. Almighty Father. Praise God. Let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come tonight, God, asking you to forgive us of our sins, God. Wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, Father God. Oh, Father God, remove anything from us, oh God, that shouldn't be, oh God. Cleanse us, oh God. Make us what you want us to be, what you would have us to be. Oh, God, touch our mind. Give us clarity of the mind. Cut our thought life, oh God. Help us to think upon the things that are pure, oh God. Those things that are lovely. and those things that are of a good report. Help us, O God, in every way we fall short, O God, to love, because you tell us to love in spite of. Help us, O God, Father God, not to lean to our own understanding, but lean, O God, upon you, O Father God, who we can trust in at all times, O Father God. Help us, O God, in the name of Jesus, we come in no other name, O God, but to fulfill the purpose and the plan, God, that you have for us. God, because we know that you have one. You said it in your word. You have a purpose and a plan for your children, O God. And God, to live out the destiny, O Father, in the name of Jesus. Help that mother, O God, with that wayward child, O Father God, that son or that daughter. Help that mother, O God, O Father God, that just don't know what to do at this time, O God. Strengthen her up under the load in the marriage, the husband, the wife, O God. Help the, O Father God, if there's sickness in the house, we know, God, that you're a healer. Healer, we can depend upon the healer to come down, O God, in the midst, O God, and take away, O Father God, everything that hurts, everything that ails. God, there's nothing too hard for you to do. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. We say, heal us, oh God. Oh, in Jesus' name. Oh, in Jesus' name. We apply the blood, oh, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we apply the blood of Jesus. We apply the healing touch, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, because you said just one touch, oh God, oh Father God, oh praise God. We thank you for your shedding of your blood, oh God, for us, praise God. We thank you, God, that your body was broken, oh God, for us, thank you. Thank you that no weapons formed against us shall prosper, oh God, thank you. Thank you, Lord God, oh God, for looking on those, oh God, that, oh God, that's out there in the cold, oh Father God, and God, you prepared a way, you open up doors to get them in out of the cold into shelters, praise God, oh Father God. Look on those, oh God, Father God, Lord God, behind prison walls, oh Father God. Oh God, help them to lean on you and trust in you and believe you to bring them out, oh God, from where they are, oh God, to a dry land, oh God, a place you have prepared. Oh Father, Lord, do your perfect work in them right there where they are, oh Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh precious Jesus, our Savior, our Lord, and our God. Lord, we love you tonight, God. Oh, we adore you tonight, God. And we call upon you because we know, God, there's no one else, oh, God, oh, Father God, that is, oh, God, is solid, solid as you. You are solid as a rock. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for choosing us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, oh, Father God, for allowing us to step over in to the second week of the month, oh God. Oh God, we are on the 8th day already. New beginnings, oh God. 8 is new beginning. And Lord, on this Sunday afternoon, we have stepped up into a new beginning. We, oh God, believe in you, oh God, for greater and mighty things in 2017. And we give thanks to you, Lord. Yes, we do. We give you praise and give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. You are listening to God's favorite program. Praise God. At this time, I'm going to let my co-host come to you, Sister Peggy Biden, and then I'll be right back with you. Praise God. Sister Peggy.
Another week, and we just thank the Lord for everything that he has provided for us in the old year and what he's going to do in the new year. This is God's favorite radio program with Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorite, Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana 70073. Area code 504 347-5797 is the phone number. And on Sunday nights at 7 p.m., you can hear God's favorite radio program, Victorious Living, on Friday nights at 7 p.m. with Minister Janice Williams. Be a great listener. Call this number, 714-409-0578. You will be blessed. Press 1 if you would like to give a praise report or speak with our minister. Again, that number is 714-409-0578. Sunday night at 7 and Victorious Living on Friday night at 7 p.m. For the new year, let's think about it. Set a firm foundation. Be biblical. Apply the truth of the scriptures. Be authentic. Develop a compassionate attitude. Be gracious. Stay current and always up to date. Be reverent with our Lord. Our prayer request tonight is for healing of all diseases, lost loved ones, protections of the world, for our prisoners, our men, women, children, yes, for our neighbors. And just think about what you can do to uplift a person's life this year. Think of what you can say to them about Jesus that will uplift their life, will help them to know that somebody else loves them besides us. God loves us. And we thank you for listening to God's favorite radio program on Sunday nights at 7 and Victorious Living on Friday nights at 7. Keep calling. Keep telling a friend about us. And remember, that number again is 714-409-0578. And may you have a blessed new year. Pastor Evangelist Vivian George.
Praise God. Praise God. So thank you. Thank you, Peggy. Praise God. Well, I just want to give you a little refreshing on last week's program. We talked about the water, the river, and the renewing and refreshing. How to be secure in God. Be secure. Be secure this year. That was the word that Lord gave me for the beginning of the year. And those words were water, river, renewing, refreshing, and secure. You are secure in Christ. Once you accept Him as your personal Savior. But in order for you to feel secure, you need to be refreshed, rejuvenated, let the water wash you, and let the Spirit of the Lord move mightily in your heart. The water represents the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Get refreshed in Him. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Well, let's go on for tonight's message. You know, I'm going to start off with the family because that's what God did when He started to create this world. This world. He started off with family. So we're going to kick off this year with the family, just like God did. So our title tonight is going to be God's Chains of Command. God's Chains of Command. The family as the basic instrument of the fulfillment of God's plan for the earth. Don't you know God has a plan for this earth? And man has tried to change it for what he wanted to be. But it must be God's plan. Praise God. God's plan for this earth when he first began it. Praise God. Hallelujah. I don't know how we think we can change God's mind or God's direction, but no, God's ways is just God's ways. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we get twisted around and say it should be this way and it should be that way. No, God said don't add or take from his word. It must be as he has planned it. Praise God. Hallelujah. So we're going to look at the first scripture in Genesis chapter 1, verse 13. And the evening and the morning was the third day. And we're going to skip on over to verse 26 to 31. And God said, let us make man in our own image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth up on the earth. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Now God made the male first. But we try to get ahead of the male, but we got to go back to God's plan. God has a plan for this earth. Already been laid. Then he made the female. Created he them. And God blessed them. And God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, and replenish the earth, and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over every creeping thing that moveth upon the earth. And God said, behold, I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is up on the face of all the earth, and every tree in the which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat, and to every beast of the earth, and to every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life. I have given every green herb for meat, and it was so. And God saw that everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and morning were the sixth day. Now we look at this chapter, and we see how God's plan was laid for man. God has a plan for the earth. So we are looking at the chain of command. How can man get in there and change what God has already planned? So we see where our urge is in error. Man has taken things into his own hands. And he has said, no, it can go this way. We can do this and we can do that. But that's not God's plan. That's why we have so much corruption and disturbance upon this earth. We have walked away from the plan of God. Praise God. But if we want to see a change upon this earth, we have to get back our politicians, our people in office, our people in the church. We have to go back to God's original plan. Let's look at another scripture. Romans 13, 1 through 5. And it reads as thus. Let every soul be subject to the higher powers. Every soul, we are to be subject to God, the higher power. But there is no power but of God. The powers that we are ordained of God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power. I know there is some resistance. There is some resistance from the higher power of God. And I've been watching it come down from the White House on down. Praise God, this is serious. No wonder our world is such a disarray. We have resisted, and that's what the people of Babel done. They went out and they built their own tower. They was gonna get to heaven. They're going to build a tower that's going to reach all the way to heaven. Oh, my God. Okay, let's continue reading. For there is no power but of God. The powers that be are ordained of God. God has ordained the powers of the way and the plan in which man is to go. Praise God. Whosoever therefore resisteth the power resisteth the ordinance of God. Oh my God, isn't that serious? Look at it, people. And they that resist shall receive to themselves damnation. Ooh, lost world. Lost. Many people are lost. For rulers are not a terror to good work, but to the evil. Without them, not be afraid of the power. Do that which is good, and thou shall have praise of the same. For he is the minister of God to thee for good. But if thou do that which is evil, be afraid. For he beareth not the sword in vain. For he is the minister of God, a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. Wherefore ye must needs to be subject not only for wrath, but also for conscience sake. I tell you, it's so much stuff going on now. I don't even think the people's conscience is even bothering them. See, this stuff, if you are resisting God in a way, your conscience is supposed to correct you. Don't seem as though they have no conscience. Our world is just in turmoil. Killing. Same-sex marriages. All kinds of stuff going on. What is the Christians doing? Oh, my God. That falls back on us. But you know what? The Christians have bowed down and resisted the truth, the plan that God has. Oh, this is, you understand the plan I'm laying out for you tonight. There's only one way. And God just said if you resist what he said, you're in danger of damnation. Oh, my God. This is serious. Well, let's read another scripture. That's kind of hot there. Oh, my God. Hebrews. We're going to talk about the church. Hebrews 13, 7 to 17. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hebrews verse 13, 7 to 17. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Remember them which have the rule over you, have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation. Jesus Christ is saying yesterday and today and forever. You cannot change this word. He's Jesus way back then from Genesis, and he's still Jesus today. And whatever he commanded back then in Genesis chapter 1, that still remaineth of today. Praise God. That's what he just said. He said, be not carried about with divers and strange doctrines. But it is a good thing that the heart be established with grace, not with meat, which have no profit, and that have been occupied therein. We have an altar whereby they have no right to eat which serve the tabernacle. But the bodies of these beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary. See, some of this stuff has creeped into the sanctuary. That's what I'm trying to tell you. And the church done got messed up. Then creeped into the sanctuary. By the high priest for sin are burned without the camp. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffering without the gate. Let us go forth therefore into him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. By him, therefore, let us offer sacrifice of praise to God continuously. That is the fruit of our lips. And thanks. in his name. But to do good and to communicate, forget not. For with such sacrifices God is well pleased. Obey them that have rule over you. And submit yourselves. For they watch over your soul. And they must give account. That they may do it with joy and not with grief. For that is unprofitable to you.
Our people
have gotten erred away from the truth. We don't want nobody to have rule over us anymore. We feel that we can serve God by ourselves. We don't need nobody. The body need each other.
Oh my God.
The church have erred. And I don't mean the building, I'm talking about people.
My God.
Then we got to look at the parent relationship with the church. We have to look in Ephesians. Okay, go over there. Ephesians 5:21. And let's read there. 5:21 says, sales. One another to the fear of God. And then we're going to skip on over there. To 6:4, praise God. And it reads as thus. And we're going to read from 5:21 through 6:24. Okay. All right, yeah. Wives, submit yourselves to your own husband and to the Lord. Out of order. For the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church. And he is the Savior of the body. Therefore, as the church is subject unto Christ, so let the wives be to their own husband. Everything. It didn't say in something. We got it wrong, people. And everything. Husband, love your wives. Come on, men. You got to know how to love your wives. Even as Christ has also loved the church and gave himself for you, that he may sanctify and cleanse it with washing of the water by the word, that he might present it to himself a glorious church. We are supposed to be a glorious church unto the Lord. We are supposed to be a glorious church unto the Lord. Praise, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but it should be holy and without blame. So ought men ought to love their wives as their own body. He that loveth his wife loveth himself. For no man ever hated his own flesh, but nourishes and cherishes it. Even as the Lord, church. For we are members of his body, his flesh, and of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall be joined unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. That is a great mystery. But I speak concerning Christ and the church. Nevertheless, let every one of you be particular, so love his wife, even as himself. God has really put men on the pedestal. You got to love that woman as yourself. And the wife, see that she reverence her husband. Children, obey your parent in the Lord. Praise God.
Praise God.
For this is right.
For this is right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
God, blame. For the family.
For the family.
For the plan of the earth, the whole earth.
The whole earth.
Praise God.
Praise God.
Let's read on. Honor thy father,
honor thy father and thy mother.
Which is the first command.
The first command.
With promise.
With promise.
That it may be well with thee.
Well with thee.
And thou mayest
and thou
live long upon the earth.
Long upon the earth.
And ye fathers.
And ye fathers.
Provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition
of the Lord.
There's a plan for man on the earth. Oh, we so far from it. We so far from the plan. We so far from the plan. God has a plan for this earth. We must strive to fulfill the purpose of which he has created. In this earth. Oh my God. God has created a plan for us to follow. And we walk in the opposite way. Damnation. That's what he says.
Damnation.
I didn't say it. God said it. Oh, gracious
God.
We must strive to fulfill the which God has created. Let's look at another scripture. Ecclesiastes 12. Ecclesiastes 12, 13, and 14. And it reads as thus, praise God,
hallelujah.
Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God.
Fear God.
And keep his commandments.
Keep his commandments.
For this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into
judgment.
And every secret
thing.
Whether it be good or whether it be evil, God's going to bring it into
judgment.
Jesus. Can't y'all see why we wonder why things are going like it is? But we see it. It's written right here in God's Word. The whole duty of man. Obedience to God's chains of command brings
success
in life.
In life.
That's how we get success. We go to Joshua. Let's go over there to Joshua. Chapter 1, 7 and
8.
He said, only be thou strong and be
courageous.
That thou mayest observe to do according to
all the law
which Moses, my servant, commanded thee.
Turn not from
it to the right hand nor to the left, that thou mayest prosper
wheresoever
thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth. But thou shalt meditate
therein
day and night, that thou possest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. You want to have
success
in this land? Obey the word of God. Be obedient to the word of God.
Strive for
it. Try to be all you can what God said to be. God has a plan
for this earth.
And he's not going to change for anybody. I don't care how rich you are.
I don't care what color you are. God has a plan
for this earth.
And he tells us to observe it and do it. We're not putting nothing on us that we can't do. His love will help us. His love is tremendous. And it reaches from the highest mountain to the Lord's sea.
God
has a plan for the earth. Praise God. God's plan is the only thing that is going to survive. We wonder why our husbands are out of order. We wonder why our wives are out of order. We wonder why our children are out of order. Because we have not obeyed the plan of God.
Praise God.
There should be no success without except one succeeds in the family. May I say that again? There should be no success outside except one succeeds in the family. So, man is the head, and he's supposed to be there to help his family to succeed.
Praise God.
We're going to look at one more scripture here. And praise God. This is serious to kick off the first of the year. We see the plan of God for our lives. Praise God. First Timothy. Praise God. Let's turn over there. Timothy. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. 1 Timothy, praise God, 3:1-5. And it reads as thus, praise God. There are some qualifications that God gave to man. This is the first true saying. If a man desires the office of a bishop, he desires a good work. A bishop must be blameless, the husband of one wife, diligent. You can't be married to more than one woman at a time. Only one wife. You got the rest of your life taking care of that one. So you have to deal with her according to knowledge. My God. Diligent. Sober. Of good behavior. Given to hospitality. No striker. Not greedy for fear of the loop. But. Patient, not a brawler, not covetous, one that rules well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. If a man knows not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? I'll tell you, the church is out of order. Because so we got some men in position that they are drinking. They are brawler. They beat their wives. And God just told us how he wants man to. Okay, let's read this on to verse 7. Not a novice, that's being lifted up with pride. Oh, yes. We got them. He fall into condemnation of the devil. Oh, that's terrible. That's terrible.
That's terrible.
But this is God's word.
This is not me talking.
This is kicking off the first of the year to get things right. Moreover, he must have a good report of them which are whipped out, lest he be full, lest he fall into report, the snare of the devil. So you know what the Bible is saying to us? That if man is caught up into all these things, he can fall into the snare of Satan. That's what the word just said. He can fall into the snare of the devil. And in the church.
My God, I pray that you have enjoyed this short study tonight. This is just the kickoff. 2017. That you have enjoyed it. This has been some serious scriptures tonight. And we all need to take a look at our faith. Because we all can fall, according to the word, we all can fall into that temptation. Woman, you need to learn how to be under authority of him that rule over you. I want to bless you tonight. Praise God. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he lift up his countenance towards you. May he cause his face to shine on you. May he be gracious to you this year. And may you never have lack. I pray that you be blessed this year, that you desire to follow the plan of God for the earth, so that you can receive all the blessings that God has for you. And I believe if we get back to the plan of God, sickness has to go. And anything that the devil has planned, it will early fall. Be blessed now in Jesus' name. I pray. Be back here with us again next week. Bye-bye.